today a great light has come upon the earth. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him, nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life. And this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by man's decision, but of God. The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel. Merry Christmas. This is an awesome day. It's a day like no other day. And it's not just because we get presents or anything like that, not because we get cards or anything like that. It's because it is somebody's birthday and not just any ordinary person. It's the birthday of Jesus Christ, our Savior, the one who came into the world, the one who is willing to die on the cross for us. And this is an awesome day that we have, that we would have Jesus Christ who comes as that little baby. I always get to rejoice in the place where I got to actually be at the place where he was conceived. I was actually able to be at the place where he was born in Bethlehem. And it's really an awesome experience. You know, that concrete reality, you can go and you can touch it. It's very tangible. It means that God's love is very tangible. It's not just some thingy. And God isn't some thingy. He's persons, three persons. You get to know him. And through that relationship, you get to know his healing power. You get to know who he really is. And so he is truly the light that comes into our world, that light that shines in the dark places of our own lives. And that reality for us is so awesome, so awesome. So when we go through this, the beginning of this gospel reading, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Who is this Word? Notice it says capital W-O-R-D. It's a common name. It's a name. Word. Who is the Word? Jesus. Jesus came into the world. The Word. The Word was made flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was there. He was there at creation. All things came to be through him, and without him, nothing came to be. So Jesus was there in the world. And he is our God. This is the awesome grace that we get in Jesus Christ, that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that he would want to enter into your life personally. Personally. See, that's that whole thing is, you know, we always struggle with this God idea. What is this God? You call him a person, a he, what is that? And we still think of him, even as Christians, we think of him as a what? He's just some force thingy out there. So many people, and I hate to say it, but a lot of Christians and Catholics go chasing after New Age stuff. Well, how do I know Hinduism didn't get it right? How do I know that Buddhism didn't get it right? How do I know that these pagan things didn't get it right? We go to Mayans. How do I know that this isn't right? Yeah, whoa. We start to chase after everything, but we forget how Jesus is and what the church teaches about who Jesus is. Jesus is God made man, that love, the love of God being made manifest for us so that he can tangibly touch our lives and give us those graces. What an awesome thing what we have here in Jesus Christ, how he made himself vulnerable. And here we have this baby Jesus, right? This actually isn't baby Jesus, the actual person, right? This is an image of him, right? But it helps us remind us that this is how God appeared to us. Look at this. You think about how God made himself vulnerable for our sake. You get a little baby like this, and you can do whatever you want with it. Poor baby, right? And yet Jesus entrusted himself to us that we would not do anything, but we would love him. It's the same thing when we look at Jesus in the Eucharist. What looks like bread, we can do whatever we want with him right there, right at that moment. But what do? How do we treat him? Do we treat him as if he's real? Do we treat him as if he's real? To know that God is there to bring healing and grace and peace. Why is there so much peace and joy in this baby? Why is it? You know, I remember when I was a child, I would be sitting in the pews. I don't know, I was probably like 3 years old. And I loved to spot other babies. I don't know what it was, but I just loved babies. And I'd be like, Mom, look, there's another baby. And she's like, yeah, I know. You know. Oh, look, there's another one. I just love to see babies. Babies are just so awesome. You know, there's so much joy and peace with it. But what's so special about this one? That all of a sudden, not just one family rejoices in that baby, but the whole world. Not just the whole world, but the whole world in all of time gets to rejoice. And the peace that this baby gives, that's what makes this day special and unique, different from any other day of the year. To know that in this baby is the power of healing in our souls, that he could bring that peace and that wholeness, no matter where we're at, no matter what dark hour we may be in, no matter what arguments we have, no matter what family difficulties, job issues, that this baby would bring us all the graces we could ever need because he is the only one that truly brings us peace. I remember when I was at the college, and it was a regular, it's a college, it was a Catholic college, unfortunately, but it was a college, and I remember all the professors. They would say, well, this and well, that, and it really didn't really happen this way, and explain away the Bible, and they'll say, oh, that really didn't happen, the cross of the Red Sea, that really didn't happen, and oh, the Jesus birth and the resurrection, that really didn't happen. They're always talking about all this goofy stuff. And you reflect on it, it's like, okay, but what does it do to your soul? You know, there's no peace in that, and it's a lie anyways. I could explain to you why all those things are lies, they're not true, and why it is true that Jesus Christ came. He really was born. God was actually became man. He produced the miracles, and he rose from the dead of his own power as a historical fact, not a matter of belief or opinion, right? So that's an awesome thing to know as historical fact. So you think about this. As a historical fact, that God actually walked here on earth. That he was willing to die, not just for anybody, but you, personally. He was willing to die not just for your salvation, but for every single little grace you receive throughout your entire life was from the cross. Because that child was destined for greatness, was destined to bring you so many gifts. So we think about all the presents we unwrap this Christmas. Jesus still brings us the greatest Christmas present ever. As much as we try to give to others, we can never outdo his graciousness. So we get to rejoice that Jesus truly is with us. He never left us. Never left us. And he is always there with us. Bring us that healing, again, that peace and that joy. Today is a day that he proves that. Because when we follow all these other things in the world, whatever it is, money, fame, all that other stuff, we know it never really brings us joy. Maybe temporarily, until whatever it is breaks, right? I remember that when I was a kid. We got these little games with football games, and you had little dots on there, and you had to make them go across the screen, and you get a touchdown. And we'd break them within a month, you know? So I had two brothers, so you know, my parents would get us each one, and then when one broke, then the other one would take the other one from one of the other brothers, and we'd break them all, right? It would always get broken, and never really brings true joy. And then next thing you know, we're fighting against each other because we broke the toy, right? This is just what we do. These things don't bring us happiness. Only in Jesus Christ, our Savior, can we truly have joy and peace. So we thank God. We thank God of all the graces he has given us. So I encourage you today to think about those things. That last breath you took was a gift from God. The roof over your head is a gift from God. Not everybody has that. I thank God we got running water and I can have a toilet in the house and use it. Right? What a wonderful thing. Not everybody has that. I thank God I can have a shower in the morning. Yeah, what an awesome thing. That's all a gift from God. And then we got our family, our friends. What an awesome thing. And we have a friend in Jesus Christ. He's always there helping us as our guide. And so today we get to rejoice in that Jesus. So I invite you to invite Jesus into your heart, but not just into your heart, into your home. Not just like the dwelling place, into the physical location, the very physical location of your house. You know, maybe set up a little corner in your house for prayer and just say, Jesus, this is reserved for you. I welcome you. I want your presence here. I want you to bless everybody who enters this home. I want you to bless everybody who is living here. To invite him in that way into your home so that he may bring you all the graces you need. And that's all it takes, right? Just give him that and he will inspire you to much more. And so much more in your life will you receive.